Another issue that came up was the Donegal Town one-way system and work going on about that. There was a big public meeting held a few weeks ago, and none of the sitting councillors came to this public meeting.
They weren't invited.
But apparently then it emerged that they were invited.
Look, this was a... Corrie Kennedy is running for a campaign, which is more than entitled to do, as the mayor of Donegal Town, and he decided to have a meeting. Now, that detracts, without a shadow of a doubt, from the issue, which is the issue in Donegal Town is that there's inadequate parking available in Donegal Town. The buses are all parking and pulling inside the Abbey Hotel since time immemorial. I remember in the old days, that's the way it was. I think it's 98 buses per day pull outside the Abbey Hotel.
Yeah, it was something
like that, which is totally wrong. And I, as a member of Local Link, have been campaigning and working with the TIA to make sure that we'd actually have a hub, a transport hub in Donegal Town. We could actually park your car and take the bus to Dublin or wherever you're going.
Yeah.
You know, make it far better. Something similar we want to do here in Letterkenny, and we're working towards that. We did have a site in Letterkenny a number of years ago. Unfortunately, it's no longer available. But I would hope that CIE, Local Link, all the private people would pull together and we'd actually have a better service here in Letterkenny, and similarly a better service in Donegal Town.
Okay.
So the issue in Donegal Town is inadequate parking. That's the end of the day. Now, I do know when speaking to some of the candidates that the council have been in a position to acquire some land beside the John Bosco Centre, which hopefully will, you know, provide additional parking. I know the Bosco did make the Bosco available at the time, and then there was a whole insurance issue, so that was unfortunate, but I think they have that ironed out, from what I'm led to believe. So that will give some more parking, but at the end of the day, it's still not going to be enough parking for Donegal Town, because that is the biggest issue. And if you go around some of the people, if you could get rid of the buses off the Diamond, and if you had better parking facilities, I think it would try and address what is a big issue in Donegal Town.
I agree with you, but back to the meeting, the public meeting, okay, the point was made by Brendan there that it shouldn't matter whether you got an invite or not. You're a public representative. If you hear that a public meeting's on, it's incumbent
on you to go.
But
Brendan wouldn't have gone to the meeting if he was a councillor either, so there's no point in starting that.
I would love to be in the middle of a row, and you know that, Mary, perfectly well.
Mary, he wouldn't have been. He would have said he wasn't allowed to go by the Director of Elections. Sure, that's what he would have said.
Which is get a grip. Come here, at the end of the day, there's not taking from detracting from the issue. Porrick held a public meeting because Porrick was running for election, and fair play to him, because Brendan Byrne would have done the same thing if it was in Carrick.
Okay,
well, so any candidate would do the same.
Mary, exactly. Can I ask you a question?